MODO.US.
Visit MODO.US for the best free play social casino experience wherever you are. Modo offers a huge selection of Vegas-style games with free spins, exciting promotions, and always generous jackpots. You can waste your time with the others, or you can win at Modo. Register today at MODO.US for your free welcome bonus.
Modo is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
MODO.US.
This is John Batchelor. On Friday, WOR, my flagship in New York, asked me to come on with Jesse Weber, who was sitting in for my colleague Mark Simone, and talk about Gaza and what I know about the conflict now that the ceasefire had ended. So I went on and gave what I knew at that moment, a briefing that we'd had, Malcolm Holine and I had the night before, from three experts in Israel on its conflicts. That would be Yossi Kupferwasser, Brigadier General IDF Retired Intelligence, Michael Knights of the Washington Institute watching the Houthis, and Yaakov Lapin from the JNS watching the North, Hezbollah. Here's what I told Jesse, much what I've told you, the audience as well, but it's straightforward and I'm reporting.
The Mark Simone Show continues on 710 WOR. And for Mark, here again is Jesse Weber.
Now I know what that caller was saying. Sandra Day O'Connor has passed away. Ah, what a life. 93 years old, first woman to sit on the Supreme Court, part of huge decisions like abortion rights, Bush v. Gore. She helped decide that one. She was great. Michelle paved the way, and I just hope that she is remembered for all the great she did in her life. Okay, I want to talk about the Israel-Hamas situation, and I'm joined right now by a very familiar voice, John Batchelor of the John Batchelor Show here on WOR, weekdays at 9 p.m. John, so good to have you on. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Jesse. Good day to you. I wish it was a good day all around the world, but there's big trouble started again in Gaza, as you know.
It did. So the fighting has resumed. Israel saying it is Hamas's fault. Hamas saying it is Israel's fault. Hard for me to believe anything that Hamas puts out there. While Israel says, you know, Israel's always said that it would continue and they would be the one. I just don't imagine they would be the ones to break the negotiations with the whole all eyes of the world looking at them right now. What do you think happened?
This is a war with Iran. So the answer to that question, which I can't answer, is in Tehran. Is in the mullah's eyes, not ours. Right now, we're looking at a three-front war at least. Gaza, Hezbollah, and the West Bank, possibly a fourth front out of Yemen. And all of those elements, of the hostile elements, are controlled out of Tehran. That's the money. That's the war plan. I don't know what it is, Jesse.
Well, John, here's my concern. My concern is the Biden administration, while at one point they seem to be very in line with Israel, they have now had talks with them about if you're going to resume operations, you should do it in a way that has to be more surgically to protect civilians. And Netanyahu has actually agreed with that and said that they've taken they're going to take concrete steps to do this. I don't know how Israel continues the campaign without endangering the lives of their own troops. Do you see a scenario of how this is going to play out in the weeks to come, in the months to come?
I'll pass on what I learned last night in conversation with three men who specialize either in Hamas, Hezbollah, or the Houthis. What we're looking at is a campaign that can last months. That's all I had for a timeline. The Gaza Strip is part of the larger thinking. One war at a time, I was told. Gaza first. It is a very narrow strip of Mediterranean beachfront. Khan Yunis is generally in the middle, let's say. That's where the Hamas leadership has retreated after leaving northern Gaza. The Rafah crossing is at the south. So three pieces of landmarks. Gaza City, generally destroyed, where the Israelis dominate. Khan Yunis, where the Hamas dominates with tunnels underneath. And Rafah crossing, which is an exit to Sinai. What I was told is, the only person that can open the Rafah gate and allow the million or so Palestinians who are human shields out, the only person who can do that is Sisi of Cairo. And the only person who can make Sisi of Cairo open that gate and allow what are, in effect, Egyptian citizens into the Sinai is President Biden. Will it happen? Yes, it will happen, I'm told. No, it won't happen, I'm told. You understand, Jesse. Nobody knows.
Unbelievable. Here with John Batchelor of the John Batchelor Show here on 710 WOR. Check it out weekdays at 9 p.m. I saw a disturbing report today, John, I wanted to talk to you about. But apparently, you know, one of the big issues that came out after October 7th, obviously after still trying to process what happened, was how it happened. And I've seen this report that allegedly Israel knew about what Hamas was going to do. They knew about this terrorist attack, knew about this, the plans for the attack, about a year before it happened. And there's documented by different materials and emails and interviews. But Israel, their military and intelligence officials, didn't think that this was serious. They thought it was more aspirational. They thought it would, Hamas wouldn't be able to carry it out. And this document, this 40-page document, is called the Jericho Wall, and it outlined exactly the kind of attack we saw. If this is true, and first I'll give you your take on it, your reaction to this. If this is true, what do we make of it?
What we make of it is something that happens each time there's a momentous, tragic turn of affairs in world politics. You can find analysts who were aware of it beforehand. The way the CIA talks about it, because I'm reading and speaking to an author of a new book called The Sisterhood about the CIA over its 70-year history. The way it happens is that you can be an analyst and have it right, but you need somebody to push it out the door. That's the language they use at the CIA. In other words, get it on the desk of an action officer or someone in the government who can make it change. So an example, in 1993, there was a shooting incident right outside the CIA in Langley, Virginia. A man got out of a brown Datsun and opened up with an automatic weapon, killed two officers of the CIA, got in his car and drove away. Did that connect to an event that happened in New York City, the bombing at the World Trade Center in 93? Did those two events connect? The question was asked, and we know the answer was 2001. You can see it beforehand. You can analyze it, but that doesn't mean that it's going to happen in this way. And getting somebody to act on it when nothing bad has happened yet is very difficult. I know that's an indirect answer, Jesse, but I've been thinking just about that problem. You can't push it out the door if you're an analyst. You have to wait.
It's fair. That's fair. I keep looking back to October 7th. I think about October 6th, you know, the day before, and just it's unbelievable to think what happened that day. I am curious, though, now that this has happened and we've seen the destruction and we've seen the death, how is Israel going to operate moving forward? Are they going to not allow Palestinians into Israel? Are they going to, you think, maintain temporary security control over Gaza once they potentially eliminate all of Hamas? I mean, what is going to be the practical reality once the actual armed conflict ends? And we don't have an idea of when that's going to happen. But I guess I'm just curious how Israel is going to operate to make sure nothing like this ever happens again.
What I learned, because this is not my analysis, this is talking to people who are there, who are involved in decision-making, is that Hamas will be destroyed. That it means the other word for it is decapitated. In other words, it will not have a leadership. And the junior members of Hamas will, because they're followers and not in command positions, will surrender or choose to move somewhere else or remake their lives. The men who are responsible for the murders will be held to justice. That's what I'm told. That's as far as I can see right now. For the Palestinians, I don't have anybody telling me what's going to happen to the millions of Palestinians who've been kept in frozen time by Abbas, the PA, the West Bank, Gaza, frozen time. The politicians have something called the two-state solution. It's old, it's new, I don't know. But right now, the war is about the leadership of Hamas. Once that is destroyed, I believe the answer to your question might open up, Jesse.
Here with John Batchelor of the John Batchelor Show here on 710 WOR. You can check it out weekdays at 9 p.m. John, before I let you go, I wanted to ask you about the hostage situation. Look, you know, from my point of view, Hamas is getting everything that they wanted. They took Israel by surprise. They killed Jews. They're making Israel look like the bad guy. They're getting prisoners released. And based on Israel's response, Hamas has created this, you know, new generation of hate of young Palestinian people against Israel. We have hostages that still haven't been released. My understanding is they are predominantly men, civilian men, and military. Now, if that's the case, what Hamas is going to want in return, they're going to up the stakes in this negotiation. We're not dealing with women and children anymore. What do you think they're going to ask for, and how do you think Israel's going to get those hostages back?
I don't have that answer. I didn't get it last night when I spoke with Israel. I don't have the answer. We all can imagine the end. The Hamas is in the tunnels, Jesse. That's what they're destroying, entrances and exits.
Yep.
Right. And that creates conditions that are very difficult for anyone down in those tunnels, if that's where they are. We know that, and Khan Yunis is said to be the center of the drama. And so we're looking at a very bad situation ahead, very bad. We're at the beginning of this, is what I'm told, not at the end.
John Batchelor, check him out, the John Batchelor Show here on 710 WR, weekdays at 9 p.m. Thanks so much for taking the time, sir.
Sure, Jesse. Thank you. Thank you.
MoDo.us.
Visit MoDo.us for the best free play social casino experience wherever you are. Modo offers a huge selection of Vegas-style games and now introducing live blackjack, roulette, and casino hold'em. These are so much fun. Modo always has generous jackpots, free spins, and exciting promotions. Register today at MoDo.us for your free welcome bonus.
Modo is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
MoDo.us.
Military veterans and active duty service members, you could become a certified cyber warrior with just 12 weeks of training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, and IT pros with these skills often enjoy abundant opportunity and a great lifestyle. Protect our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. SkillBridge and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP.